Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Then in the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles and the 38th verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Peter preaching to Cornelius' household just simply sums up what we just read concerning the ministry of Jesus in these words in the 38th verse. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week we went into the Rhema archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching series, Taking Your Place. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Do you have your Bibles with you tonight? How many of you have your Bible? Hold them up. Hold up your Bible. That's a beautiful scene. Just wave them and make the devil mad. Glory to God. That's a beautiful scene. Let's open them to the 4th chapter of Luke's gospel. I'm going to read a number of scriptures to begin with. Then we'll see what the Holy Ghost has for us. Beginning with the very first verse of this 4th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, so that is Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then in the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, and the 38th verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Peter preaching to Cornelius' household just simply sums up what we just read concerning the ministry of Jesus in these words in the 38th verse. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now I want you to notice a verse of scripture. Turn back to John's gospel, that's the Acts of the Apostles. Turn back to the 14th chapter of the gospel according to St. John, and the 12th verse, the 14th chapter of the gospel according to St. John, and the 12th verse. Jesus is speaking. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Now I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to begin to read with the 27th verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 is where we start. Now ye are the body of Christ. Say that out loud. We are the body of Christ. See, writing to the church at Corinth, Paul said, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church. See, the church is the body of Christ. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Now turn back to Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, the 4th and 5th verses. Paul says to the saints at Rome, for we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Then I want you to turn to Ephesians, the 1st chapter. Told you we were going to read a number of scriptures, didn't I? Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read the 22nd and 23rd verses. You are you shouting close tonight? If you can't shout over Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23, I haven't got any business shouting about anything. Now look at verse 22 of the first chapter of Ephesians. Everybody found that? Want to wait and be sure you've got it. And hath, King James translation, modern usage, we'd say, and has. This is something that's past tense. Hallelujah. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth or fulfilleth, the Greek actually says, all in all. Glory to God. You didn't get that. You couldn't be that quiet. You understand what he's talking about? Well, just back up a little bit in the same chapter. Look at the 16th verse. Let's start reading the 16th verse of the same chapter. Chapter 1 of Ephesians. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says to them that I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, what did Paul pray for the church at Ephesus? And you understand that this church was born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Yet they needed prayer.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift of
$25 or more. Go to your device right now to rhema.org, and once you order it and push that send button, it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Yes, that's right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Taking Your Place. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.